Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, I'm digging a little deeper here during the break because I still see, I don't even know what to believe about this stuff. I really don't. There are still people, a lot of them, making the case, even now when we know this information about the text message exchange between the roommate and the killer, that this guy was motivated by his right-wing leanings, not his left-wing leanings. So I'm going through the timeline of a guy by the name of David Schuster, who used to be a reporter, I think, at ABC, and maybe NBC because he was on MSNBC. I don't think he's there anymore, but he is completely deranged. So I'm going through his timeline because on the 12th, which was, of course, Friday, when all the questions were still out there, they were making the case that this was MAGA, ultra MAGA. So he retweeted, and this is what I'm disappointed about, Martina Navratilova. And she's kind of been on the right side of this trans issue, you might remember. So she retweets Nancy Mace, congresswoman, who says, "We know Charlie Kirk would want us to pray for such an evil, lost individual like Tyler Robinson to find Jesus Christ. We will try to do the same." Martina Navratilova tweets out, "LOL, so now that the killer is a right winger, we need to pray for him. Got it, Nance, you effing hypocrite." Well, so this is what's getting repeated time and time and time again. Here's the other thing from his timeline. I can get into this here in a second. Apparently, now I'm going to tell you that the right wing does this too. You knew conspiracy theorists would be out there. They think that the FBI, some people, Schuster retweeted some guy, that the FBI wrote that whole thing out about the exchange with the roommate. They're making it up because real people don't use the word interrogated or squad car. That's what they're going to. You can't even make this up. The only thing I'd say about that is I know that there's right-wing kooks too, but my goodness. Steve Koonin is with us this afternoon. He's a senior fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institute and the author institution, an author of Unsettled, What Climate Science Tells Us and What It Doesn't and Why It Matters. Steve, how are you this afternoon? Sorry, I had to go off a little
bit. Okay, great, Mark. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have touched on this. This is a very important story to me, and you know we've talked before about the climate, but there's this Energy Department report that came out a few weeks ago. I know you highlighted it either in the Wall Street Journal. I think it was the Wall Street Journal. I've talked about it a couple of times, but this is the first time that we have had a report from Washington, maybe in decades, that goes and strays from the narrative of climate catastrophe, right? And were you a part of this report? Did you take part in this?
Yes, I was one of five co-authors of the report.
So what did this report say, and why is it so different than some of the narrative that we heard before?
Well, the Energy Secretary, Chris Wright, understands climate science very well. And he also understood that there's a big disconnect between what the public is hearing and what the science actually says. And so he commissioned the five of us, all expert working scientists, to try to expose some of those disconnects with, of course, appropriate references to tell people, you know, things are not really what you've been hearing from most of the media.
One of them is interesting, and I've had for many years Dr. Roy Spencer on my show, and he told us last week he's involved in some sort of lawsuit, which is, you know, preventing him from speaking on some of these topics, which is concerning to me. But one of the things that they find is elevated carbon dioxide levels enhance plant growth, contributing to global greening and increased agricultural productivity. That is factual. You know that, Steve. That's something that never, ever gets mentioned in this whole dispute about climate. Let's say you believe that all of our SUVs and, you know, our behavior here in America and China, India, we're causing all this warming. Maybe we are causing some of it. But even if you do believe that, you have to at least admit, don't you, that some of the CO2 is good for parts of the world?
Yes, you know, CO2 is not the entirely evil thing that it's been made out to be. You remember that in greenhouses, we enhance the level of carbon dioxide up to about three or four times what it is in natural environment to make the plants grow better.
I always go back, Steve, maybe I've mentioned this with you before, but there was a guy who, and I researched this, or I kind of went back and looked at this recently in 2014, and he was from the University of California, Berkeley, and he was certainly no conservative, and he even admitted that he was someone who once did not believe that we were responsible for warming, but he was then in the camp that humans were causing most of the warming. But he wrote a piece in the New York Times, you might remember this, about tornadoes. And he was honest about the fact that there were not more tornadoes because of climate change. In fact, you can maybe even make a case that there are fewer intense tornadoes. We have more houses in places where we didn't have them in the 1940s and 50s. So there might be more damage from hurricanes that touched down back then, you know, where you didn't have houses. But you point out in this report that there's no evidence about more frequent tornadoes or intense hurricanes or floods and all this stuff.
Right. So the guy you're referring to is probably Rich Mueller, who's a professor.
Yep, that's exactly
him. At Berkeley. He's a good friend and a fine scientist. And he's right. When you look at the historical record over long enough times, you don't see any changes in hurricanes, floods, dryness, and so on. Yes, there are ups and downs, and there are differences from one region to another, but overall, things just haven't changed very much at all, even as human influences on the climate have grown.
Steve, we've had people in our military that have declared that the number one threat to this country and to the planet is climate change and global warming.
That was certainly a theme of the Biden administration, and I think the military, by nature, follows the commander in chief. But that doesn't mean they're right. And to me, it's a great disappointment that we squander our military attention and funds on things that are just not a threat and ignore much greater threats.
So I'm always one, you know, I'm not an expert on this stuff like you, or I mentioned Dr. Spencer. I've always described myself as a lukewarmer because I don't deny that there's, you know, change to the climate that's occurred. There's been some warming. But my question is how much, two-part question. I think you might have this. How much are we actually to blame? And then the second part I think is even more important. What can we realistically do about it outside of all living in 300-square-foot homes, right? Because that's when you really look at the extreme nature of the climate alarmists, in order to fix this, you'd have to change everybody's lifestyle on the planet. And then they never talk about the poor people who are in different countries who may want some air conditioning or heat, who do not have, you know, the ability to get that. So I find that fascinating as well, Steve.
Yeah. I would say of the warming, we're probably responsible for about half.
Yeah,
maybe a bit more, but the number is really uncertain, and it could be as much as 100%. In terms of other weather phenomena, which are much more impactful than the warming, if you don't see a trend, you can't say it's due to human influences. So I think we've got to wait and see whether something actually emerges.
Well,
as to what we can do, I wrote already a decade ago that the only realistic thing to do is to adapt.
Yes.
And we're very good at that.
Yeah.
Humanity has prospered, even though the globe has warmed about 1.3 degrees over the last century. And so we should adapt. If you really want to do some missions, you know, let's develop the technologies and take our time and not break everything else in some foolish quest.
So what happens from here on with this report? Obviously, there's been a lot of criticism. A lot of the, you know, the climate alarmists don't believe you. It's just a Trump derangement syndrome thing, I think, on their part. They don't want to look at a different side of the equation here at all. So what happens next with this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, well, you know, the National Academies just today released their own report, which is quite at variance with what we wrote. And I think some body, whether it's Congress or one of the executive agencies, has got to get everybody in a room together and stop us talking past one another and really hash out what the science is and what it isn't. Meanwhile, the EPA, as you probably know, is moving ahead to try to eliminate the so-called endangerment finding, which is the regulation of carbon dioxide emissions. That may well hinge on legal issues rather than scientific issues, but we've got to get the science accurately portrayed no matter what.
Well, one of the things that you do in here is you removed in this report the words existential crisis emergency. That used to be in a lot of the reports about climate change. You know, I kind of reference what the military has even said, but that you've kind of removed a lot of that language in this report, correct?
Yes. When you look at the real science, the economic projections, it's a couple percent impact on the GDP for a couple of degrees of warming. It's really in the noise, as we physicists say.
So I'm happy that there's a different perspective being discussed here. And to your point, why not have, you know, this kind of goes back to some of my thoughts about COVID in the early days of COVID. There seemingly was just one narrative that was coming out of the White House. We had Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, and Marty McCary, who's now in the administration now, was out there, and I would have him on saying, hey, wait, there's physicians out here that have different opinions. The same thing is true with this climate stuff. It's just that this where we go to the media. The LA Times and some of these other publications have deemed your opinion, even if it's a little contrary, you've even admitted that we're causing some of the warming. Maybe we're causing all the warming. But anything that goes contrary to the climate alarmist narrative, that's verboten in the media.
Yeah. You know, I think a well-structured national commission, as we've used in the past to resolve controversial technical issues like the Challenger disaster or the JFK assassination, with equal representation from people of both minds, all laid out in public, I think would be a valuable contribution to this story.
Absolutely. Steve Coonan, always great to have you on. I appreciate the work on this particular topic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I wanted to go, you know, I always like this because I, and now I got to do this in a way where I have to use Safari. Just bear with me here because I put something in a Google search and it didn't work for me because then it's asking me to sign into the New York Times. So just give me a second here to type in some stuff because I think it's important. And he mentioned Richard Mueller. I had him on the air with me. And this was, if you were listening earlier this afternoon, I asked Fred about some audio because I used to have this soundbite in there from Richard Mueller. And I always found this interesting. And every time I see, you know, a big hurricane or when we had the Springfield tornado, you get the numbskulls, almost call them something else, at the Post-Dispatch writing about climate change, et cetera. But this is a guy in Richard Mueller who is a professor still at UC Berkeley, who is he's not a denier. He believes that we are the driving force in, you know, changing the climate. But this is how he wrote this piece, and this has not changed in 10 years. It was actually November of 2013. Does global warming weaken tornadoes? Yes, you read that correctly. Despite the recent spate of deadly twisters, including those that tore through the Midwest over the weekend, the scientific evidence shows that strong to violent tornadoes have actually been decreasing for the past 58 years. And it is possible that the explanation lies with global warming. You don't hear this much discussed, do you? He even says this is certainly not the popular impression. He goes through some, alarmist stuff like Senator Barbara Boxer. Remember her? This is climate change. You're going to have terrible storms. You're going to have tornadoes. You had Michael Mann, who's the prominent alarmist out there, saying if you're a betting person or the insurance or reinsurance industry, you'd probably go with the prediction of greater frequency and intensity of tornadoes as a result of human-caused climate change. But Dr. Mueller said the evidence shows the opposite. And he says, I'm not talking about global warming per se, which I am convinced is real and caused by man-made emissions, but not everything attributed to global warming has scientific basis. And he goes into some of the details and some of the history, and even cites NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, because they have a chart that kind of tracks the tornadoes recorded from 1950 to 2011. And he admits that, you know, at first glance, it looks rather dramatic. The number of tornadoes in 1950 was only 200. By 2011, it had shot up to 1,700. But 200, that's ridiculously small, right? If it had truly been that low in the past, The Wizard of Oz would have never been written. And indeed, NOAA accounts for those early small numbers by explaining that originally only the most violent tornadoes were recorded, leading to lower reported totals. By contrast, these days, even little storms are logged. Backyard dust devils are reported for insurance claims. Doppler radar makes it hard for any tornado to escape notice. So he really meticulously spells out the science here. And it's interesting from a guy, I remember interviewing him, because one of the things that he told me, and this was the soundbite that I think I lost, was let's say that we turned off this country completely. We got a switch. Let's say President Trump has a switch. We're going to shut it all down. Of course, we can't do that. But let's say we're going to shut down the United States because we have too many carbon emissions, right? Too many cows farting out there. Within a year, maybe 2 years, if we did that, but probably a year, the CO2 level would be exactly the same as it is right now. And that's because of China and India. And that's what they don't tell you. So we could do all these things. We can make all these sacrifices. You can force people to have EVs that can't charge, you know, properly, all this stuff. It's not going to do a bit of good. That's why I have, for decades, ever since Al Gore started spreading all this nonsense, and I heard this from Steve Koonin, adaptation. If we think this is going to happen, and there are certain aspects of climate change that will affect our lifestyle, our way of life, our oceans, our beaches, right? We'll figure out a way to adapt, right? And I've always said this too. Look, in the end, if we lose California, was it that great of a loss? Vegas will be beachfront property.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.